Amen, amen. Every week we give you a prophecy update, checking the news for stories and trends that seem to corroborate centuries-old Bible prophecies. Everyone's heard of the Mark of the Beast. We talk about it quite often. It's a prophecy the Apostle John made in the first century. He saw in the last days preceding the rule of the Antichrist, people would have some sort of mark as their personal identifier, and that mark would also be how people transacted their day-to-day business. It all sounded far-fetched until just a few years ago. Today, systems that sound very much like the immediate precursors to something like the Mark of the Beast are already in place. Canada, for example, has just made biometrics a necessity for certain visa applications. According to Nair & Company, an international business services provider, and I quote, Canada's made biometrics mandatory for the nationals of 30 jurisdictions applying for Canadian visitor visas, study permits, or work permits commencing 2013. Applicants seeking to enter Canada will now have to provide fingerprints and digital photographs. Biometrics of the travelers entering into Canada will also be confirmed. Another website reported that biometric IDs are now mandatory for the Revenue Department in New Delhi. Quote, this now means that along with any other necessary documentation, a unique identification number or an enrollment slip providing biometric registration will be necessary to procure property in India. On January 1st, Israel National News reported that a biometric database test project was to begin. Excerpts from that article read like this. Despite protests by privacy groups, Israel will begin amassing biometric data on its citizens beginning Tuesday. The pilot program for the biometric database will greatly enhance the ability of authorities to identify terrorists, supporters of the project say, while those opposed believe that the program will give the state unprecedented opportunity to control the lives of Israelis. According to LiveScience.com, Ecuador has installed a nationwide system that lets government officials ID several million people by their voices and faces. If an Ecuadorian agency taps a phone line, for example, it's now able to match the voices in a call with a database of voice prints of known criminals, suspects, and persons of interest. The voice system is 97% accurate, says the system's maker. SpeechPro, the U.S. subsidiary of a Russian company called Speech Technology Center. Adding face recognition makes the system nearly foolproof. Ecuador's new ID tech is a sign of the increasing affordability of countrywide systems that identify people by their biological characteristics, called biometrics. Then there was this article in USA Today, titled, Palm Scanners Get Thumbs Up in Schools and Hospitals. At schools in Pinellas County, Florida, students aren't paying for lunch with cash or a card, but with a wave of their hand over a palm scanner. It's so quick that a child could be standing in line, call mom and say, I forgot my lunch money today. She's by her computer, runs her card, and by the time the child is at the front of the line, it's already recorded, says Art Dunham, Director of Food Services for Pinellas County Schools. Students take about 4 seconds to swipe and pay for lunch, Dunham says. They're doing it with 99% accuracy. We love it. No one wants to go back, Dunham says. Pinellas County schools were the first in the nation to bring palm scanning to their lunch lines about 18 months ago. They're being used by 50,000 students at 17 high schools and 20 middle schools. Soon the program will expand to 60,000 more students at 80 elementary schools, Dunham says. The 2% of students who opt out can still use cash. Palm scanning technology is popping up nationwide as a bona fide biometric tracker of identities, and it appears poised to make the jump from schools and hospitals to other sectors of the economy, including ATM usage and retail. It also has applications as a secure identifier for your cloud computing. So you understand what this is. You will be identified by a scan of your palm, and that's how you will buy and sell and conduct your business and do all the other things that you do in life. Is this the mark of the beast? No, it's not. This is just technology. But this kind of technology has to exist as a precursor to the coming of the Antichrist and to all the things that we read about in the end times. And so therefore, when you see this kind of technology possible and available and in use, you got to know that we're living in the last days on very borrowed time. Now, I'm happy that I'm a Christian, because Jesus Christ said he would resurrect and rapture the church before any of the great tribulation began. And so we're not looking for the Antichrist. We're not worried that we're going to be inadvertently taking the mark of the beast or anything like that, because we're going to be safe in heaven with the Lord during that time. Still, if you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.